Blog Talk Radio.
That it is the 1 p.m. hour because we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to know that all our shows are archived, so certainly you can listen to any previous shows that you missed at any time of day or night at any location. All you have to do is log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We don't own any of the music that you hear played here today, but certainly we pray that it is a blessing to all of our listeners wherever you may be. It is the first Saturday in the month of December. It is the first Saturday of the last month of 2019, and certainly we are grateful to God because He has kept us up until this present time. He has kept us from danger seen and unseen. He's kept us on the mountain peak and in the valley low, through our ups and our downs and our trials and our tribulation, through our tears of joy and our tears of sorrow, through our laughter, through our cries, through our pain, through our joys and our sorrows. God is a good God, and He will never leave us or forsake us. And certainly he has proven faithful to us. He's been merciful and has even been kind. And as we talked about on the other week for Thanksgiving, the Bible says, and to everything give thanks, for this is the will of the Father in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so we are to give God thanks for everything that has happened on this year. It might not have been felt good, but we give God thanks anyway because he is a sovereign God. Shout out to all of our listeners here in the state of New York. And then we want to shout out our listeners in down the East Coast, those that are in New Jersey and Delaware and Maryland, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Shout out to the whole East Coast. And then we want to go to the Midwest. Shout out to our listeners in Chicago. And while we're in the Midwest, we want to go north to Canada. Shout out to our listeners in Canada. And certainly we want to go all the way out to the West Coast. Shout out to our listeners and participants all the way in California. And wherever you may be in the United States, we shout you out. And then we shout out our listeners in the Netherlands, in France, in Switzerland, in Brazil, Jamaica, West Indies, Australia, South Africa, Namibia, Kenya, Cameroon, Nigeria, and Ghana. We shout out each and every one of you, wherever you may be, because you are important to us. We are all God's creation. We are all God's children. We are all brothers and sisters. And certainly it is the Father's will that we unite in love, and certainly that we are there for one another. If you would like to reach Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is Hempstead, Long Island, New York. Our zip is 11550. If you'd like to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 516-481-3187, and we are accepting voicemails there. If you'd like to email us, you can email Global Gospel. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. We are on social media, so we need you to friend request us. We need you to like our page. We need you to tag us. We need you to share us. Certainly, we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Tumblr. So check those sites, those platforms for our shows. There's easy click on links to our shows. There is inspirational messages from time to time. So we want you to reach out and just be blessed by all that the world has to offer, and help us take the message of Jesus Christ around the world, around the globe. Help us to let others know about Jesus Christ, to know that he is our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That is our theme here. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel
until the 2 p.m. hour. This next song talks about favor. It tells us that we are walking in the favor of God. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Let's declare to the body of Christ that we're walking in the favor of God. Listen. I'm walking in the favor of God. His grace and mercy has brought me this far. I will believe all His word says about me. Lack and poverty is not my death.
Want to share with you on this afternoon the goodness of Jesus Christ. We want to share with you the gospel because this is global gospel, and we know that the gospel is good news. It is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. So the gospel is here for the rich, for the poor, to those that are in need, to those that are in mansions, to those that are in shanties. The songwriter said, in a mansion made of stone and a shanty all alone, God cares for you. And certainly we want you to know that God does care for you because He's an all-seeing God, all-wise God. He sees all and He knows all. We want to share with you, it appears that we are having a little bit of a problem with our sound. I want you to stay tuned and be blessed. Tasha Cobbs, for your glory.
Lift your worship.
Lord,
favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, favor in your sight.
Desire to call in 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. I do want to share a particular passage of scripture with you all on this Saturday afternoon as we are in the holiday season. I do want to turn to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, and we are going to read chapter 3. Verses 7 through 13. Chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. I'm going to read the King James Version, and I'm also going to read the Life Application from the Life Application Study Bible. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These things saith the Lord, He that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of thy the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation,
which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share with your listeners the word of God. We pray that it is a blessing to someone, that it is encouragement to someone, that someone is touched, healed, delivered, saved, and set free. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. An open door we're talking about today, and this selection says, Open Door Season, Dietrich Haddon. Stay tuned and be blessed. Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8, as we begin to talk about doors. Many of us are accustomed to television game shows, and it is pretty much a thing of the past now, but one such show that I can think of is The Price of Right. Price is Right. And one of the things that happens on these game shows is that there are many doors, and sometimes the contestant is called up and they are asked a question to pick a door. And sometimes there is door number one, there is door number two, there is door number three, and the doors are closed, they're locked, they're sealed. You cannot see what is behind the door. The door acts as a barrier. The door stands between the contestant and a prize. The door stands between a person and money. The door stands between a driver and a car. The door stands between an individual and a dream vacation. Yes, the door is in the way. And what else do we know about doors? Well, doors have locks, they have chains, they have bars. They are designed to keep people out and to keep people in. It is designed for your safety. Many times doors have alarms, they have panic bars, they have push bars that are for panics. And doors, they can be made out of different material. It can be a wood door, it can be a metal door. So doors have many purposes. But here on this afternoon, the book of Revelation, many people are afraid of this book because it is eschatological. It is about the doctrine of last things, and people get to see a God of judgment. They get to see fire and brimstone. They get to see death. They get to see life. There's so much in this book, but I encourage everyone to read the book, to study the book, get an understanding, take a class. Don't be afraid about the book. But the book is written by, we call him John the Revelator, and he writes this book from the Isle of Patmos. And Patmos was a rocky, stony, desolate place. And we know that John was there. He was perhaps one of the last, or the last remaining of the original disciples. And he is there in exile. He is there as a prisoner. And certainly he is there all by himself. But what do we know? That John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. It is important that we understand spiritual things, because there are some things you cannot see if you're not in the spirit. There are some things you cannot hear if you're not in the spirit. There's some things you cannot witness in the spirit. And we know that God's spirit does not strive with man always. And so we're not always walking around in the spirit. Sometimes we see things in the natural. But here John is on the Isle of Patmos all by himself. And I can imagine he experienced some loneliness there while he was on Patmos. I could imagine that maybe sometimes he might have felt a little depressed. He might have felt a little down and out. But God gives, in this place of isolation, in this place of desolation, in this place of punishment and exile, God gives John a message to the believers. He gives a message to the seven churches. But if we just pull from the church of Philadelphia, there were two churches that received no rebuke, and that was Philadelphia and Smyrna. And Philadelphia was a faithful church. He says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." And so what is God saying to the believer in this season? That I have set before you an open door. And many times people will try to get in your way in life. They will try to hinder you. They will try to hold back your promotion in the secular world. They will try to hold back from you progressing in life. They will try to discredit your character. They will try to defame your character. They will try to make you feel unworthy. And if we're not careful, sometimes the enemy will infiltrate our minds, and we will start to believe that we are going no place in life. But I want you to know something about the region of Philadelphia. Philadelphia was a fertile place, and they were known for their fertility, and they were known for their wine and their grapes, and it was a blessed place. And the people there, they were faithful to God. And so we need to know on this afternoon that God honors faithfulness. We are to be faithful unto death. And certainly without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so one of the reasons that God has given us an open door is because of our faith. And we say so many times doors have been shut in our face.
and we've been put out of places, and we've been kept out of places. And even on this year, so many things that have happened to us, we can say, how can we be in a fertile place like Philadelphia? Where is this open door? It seems like everything's been going wrong, and I'm in the valley. But I need you to know that the valley is a fertile place. A valley is a place where, though it seems like you're low, you're surrounded by mountains, you are protected because you are in the valley. And so God, he sets before you an open door that no man can shut. And certainly you need to know and encourage yourself that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of them that love the Lord. And so we need to know that God has given us some open doors. And what do we have to do? What is our obligation to do? Our obligation is to walk through the door. It doesn't say door number one on it. It doesn't say door number two. It doesn't say door number three. But we need to know that when we get to that open door, that God's promises are yea and amen. That God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, it shall come to pass. And the enemy is trying to put doors and roadblocks in our way to separate us from family, separate us from friendship, separate us in relationship. There's always going to be doors there. But God, when God puts a door in your life, know that it cannot be opened and shut by men. Know that nobody can close the door, slam the door in your face. They can't put you out. They can't write you out. They can't send you out, because it is there for you, and because you have kept the faith. And he says, and because you have kept my word and thou hast not denied my name. And certainly we should take the name of Jesus everywhere we go, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at that name. Somebody said, who do you call that wonderful counselor? And what is the answer? Jesus is his name. Jesus, there is no other name under heaven whereby we can, must, might be saved other than the name of Jesus. Somebody said, don't let his name go down. Do all you can to hold up his name. Don't let his name go down. What is the name? The name is Jesus Christ. He is the Son of the living God. He's our soon coming King. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. He is our salvation. And I'm so glad we can talk about doors in the natural sense, or we can talk about doors in the spiritual sense, that God is going to make room for us. He's going to allow us to be promoted as we go in to the next year, as we go into this season. It's an open door season, big doors, little doors. And I like that song by Dietrich Haddon, because it's not just about the music. It's not just about the beat. It's not about the tempo. It's not the fact that it is contemporary, but it is the fact that there is a message behind what what Dietrich Haddon is saying to all of us. And then as we read in our Bible, if you were to read John chapter 10, verse 7, 8, and 9, you would find the most important thing. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. We need to know, most importantly on today, that Jesus Christ came into the world. Why? Because he's the door of the sheep. And certainly we are the sheep, and we his sheep know his voice. And certainly once we are in Christ, once we have been saved, once we have been redeemed, once we have accepted our call in life, our call to repentance, our call to serve the true and living God, know that there are doors in our life. They will be there, and no man can shut them, and no man can open them. And so in this season, I encourage each and every one of you, When God opens a door for you, don't be scared, don't be nervous, but walk through the door knowing that this is an open door season. Stay tuned. Locks the door. Shout out to all our listeners, Ballin, Justin, those of you out in California, Minister McDonald, Missionary Jones in Delaware. Thank you, Deacon Norman. Thank you to all of our listeners. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. Keep the faith because God is opening doors. This next one. As we are coming to the close of the hour, we have about 20 minutes left. Call us in. Call in. Shout us out. Open the floodgates. Demetrius West. Stay tuned and be blessed.
A new day dawning.
I see a new day dawning.
I believe it's almost here.
I believe it's almost here.
Come on, help me say it.
Standing in your presence, Lord, we are waiting. blessing. I believe I got a witness right here. Come on, help me say it.
Where are you?
Hey.
For your blessing.
For my blessing.
Have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And why are you in this open door season? Simply because of God's favor on your life. Don't underestimate what God can do for you. Because if you have favor, somebody said favor ain't fair, but favor is fair to me. Because if you've been faithful, God rewards faithfulness. He rewards faithful people. A number, once again, 619-924-0800. If you perhaps missed the first part, and or perhaps you want to go back and listen again, certainly all of our shows are archived. You can log back on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel at any time after 2 p.m. and listen to the whole show in its entirety. David Frazier, favor.
Black and poverty, it's not my destiny, because I'm walking and I'm living. I'm walking in the favor of God. Come on,
I'm walking in the favor of God.
His grace and mercy.
My
sister,
take it up.
Like we are coming down to the close of the hour. And so today we talked about an open door. And I just want to remind everyone again, Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8, the message to the church at Philadelphia. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word, and thou hast not denied me. Know on this afternoon that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. So when God opens the door, know that if it's God, it cannot be shut. If God shuts the door, know that it is God and it cannot be opened. Know that God always has your best interests in mind. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11. So all we have to do is be faithful, be committed, trust God, believe God, have faith in God. And when we pray, pray believing that God is going to do what he said he would do. As we close today, we just want to be mindful that we are in a holiday season. And certainly we know that so many people this time of year, they're depressed, they're down and out. They do not know that God has purpose for them. They do not know that they have been favored. So let's remember to encourage one another. Let's remember to be a blessing. Let's remember that it's not all about the gifts. It's not about the presence. It's not the materialistic things. But this has been the time that is set aside to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share today about an open door. God, we know that you are the creator of all things. You are the God of all flesh. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being, God. And God, today someone may be lonely. They may be down and out. They may be discouraged. But God, help them to know who you are. Let them know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. God, we thank you for your son Jesus that came and died on the cross for us, that shed his blood for the remission of our sins. We thank you, God, that we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And God, so many people, they're depressed, they're suicidal, God. But God, let them know that you came that we might have life more abundantly, God. God, we thank you for all things. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us coming in. Bless us going out, God. We thank you and we praise you for all things. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for every closed door. And we ask, believing that you will do just what you said. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we thank you for listening in this Saturday. Tune in next Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Please make it to somebody's church on tomorrow. Give God glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. Because God has been so good to us. This is one of my friends and one of our guests, Sister Danielle Kelly and New York Fellowship Choir. God has been so good to me. God bless you.
Come on, can we create an atmosphere of worship in here? A couple of years back, about 5-6 years ago, me and my father, we were coming outside of the church. We were dressed up, had on our good things, amen. And there was a homeless man coming across Pacific Street, pushing a shopping cart with all of his possessions in there. Everything he owned was in that shopping cart. So my father said to him, "Hey Doc, how you doing? How's things going?" He said, "Rev, I'm doing fine. God is good to me." Now, if he's a homeless man, all his possessions in a shopping cart, and he can say God is good to him, and you walked in here with your good things on, drove up, some of you, you got to say God has been so good to you.
I knew what was right. I went left when God said go right.
I didn't obey you.
Money was low. You were my.
bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless him in this place.